Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, junior editor at that website. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
Fantastic. You put a little twist at the end there.
I did.
That was great. Hello, everyone. Welcome, listeners.
Yes.
Do you do that on autopilot now? Are you still reading from
it? No, that's autopilot for
me. That's amazing.
Yeah, because I remember it took me many weeks to get that right. But even now, I don't always.
Yeah.
But yeah, great stuff.
What if comicbookmovie.com disown us and we're no longer the official podcast?
I don't know. Well, you know what, though? We've got a pretty good fan base now.
True.
So I think we'd live on. We'd, you know, hobble along.
We'd hobble along, exactly.
To our inevitable death.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
But yeah, I apologize. My voice is a bit off today. I don't know if you noticed.
Mine's also a little off.
Yeah.
It's nearly winter here, folks.
Oh, it's the worst.
Snow and bunting and Christmas. It's all going to be happening soon. I apologize for my voice because it's a little croaky, and at some point I'm going to keep eating these Easter eggs that are here, these leftover Easter eggs. So
real crinkly.
Yeah, real crinkly. It's going
to
get...
I went to the wedding last night, Mason. The wedding of the century.
Not your wedding.
No. Mm-hmm. That's why my there's a mosquito next to your head. It's up above you.
So I'm going to leave it. It's fine. Okay. It can sting my head. It can sink right in me skull. Drink me goodness. Me bloody goodness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now,
as long as it doesn't suck out my knowledge of Silver Surfer comics from the 90s. It'll be fine.
You know, at a wedding sometimes, Mason...
Oh, no, Fire Lord, it's going!
I don't know who that is.
No, it's fine.
I didn't read a lot of Silver Surfer in the 90s or ever.
Good.
Great movie, though.
Nah.
You're right. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Do you want to see what I drew in the wedding book?
Yes.
And then took a photo of? Okay. This is a secret, by the way. So if they ever ask you about this, you know the people that did get married, don't tell them I did this.
Okay. Nice. Great.
Are you familiar with Dick Butt?
I'm familiar with Dick Butt. That is an amazing likeness.
How dead on is that?
That is dead on.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this. I used to be able to draw pretty well when I was a kid, but it's not something I developed.
Did you do it freehand or did you...
I freehanded
that. Did you Google it first?
No, I Googled it, but yeah. I didn't have it in front of me. I went, yep, and then I drew it.
That's great.
Thank you. Ladies
and gentlemen, on two people's most sacred and happiest of days, my co-host drew Dick Butt in their wedding registry. Thanks. Good work.
Please look up that picture if you haven't seen it, by the way. It makes me laugh way too hard. I know it's been around forever, but my God. Yep. Classic. Now, Mason.
Yes.
Zack Snyder. It's been revealed that Zack Snyder, director of Batman vs. Superman, Watchmen, Sucker Punch, The Zombie One, 300, other things, he's going to be directing Justice League.
Ooh.
That's been confirmed. Locked in. Are you surprised?
Not at all.
Me neither.
Absolutely not. Hey, just on the subject, this is a friend of mine. She's a comedian, and this is one of her official kind of press photographs. That's it, right?
Yeah.
And this is what I put on it. It's Dick Butt.
It's Dick Butt.
How about that?
Official mascot?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Great.
Totally great.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Zack Snyder's back. Well, that's not surprising at all.
Yeah.
Why would it be?
Yeah. Well, that's right. Are you happy that the universe is in his hands, the DC universe? Well, partly in his hands.
Yeah, I guess so. I think... Because nobody likes Sucker Punch, right? It wasn't good.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen it. But yeah.
But maybe he works best when the framework already exists.
Okay,
like
yeah.
If he can't... I'm sure DC will have some sort of mandate where you can, you know, you can evolve the characters, you can do whatever, but you can't, you know, add your own, you can't change the world too drastically. And I think maybe that's... Sucker Punch is him, like, with no filters and nobody to say, hey, you can't do any of this because it's ridiculous and kind of super creepy.
Yeah.
So... This will probably be great.
Because you look at like 300 and Watchmen.
Yeah.
They're dead on, really. Yeah, I mean, exactly. I know people are like, oh, Watchmen, some people don't like it. I love it. You also like it.
I liked it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're exactly right. Within the framework, then he'll probably do okay.
Yeah.
But there's a scheduled release date for Justice League. Nearly 1 year and a day, or exactly 1 year and a day after Batman vs. Superman, they say, May 5th, 2017.
Okay.
Which fuels the rumor that they're going to film these back to back. Because he's already seems to be assembling the Justice League cast.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Excited?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they have 11 DC films in the works at the moment. 11. So, you got Batman vs. Superman.
Uh-huh.
You got Justice League. Do you want to hear some of the other ones?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Let's just move on.
Okay.
Do you want to hear them?
Yes.
Okay. Fables.
Okay, I'm on board for that.
Me too.
Yep.
I've been reading a lot of Fables lately. It's great. Sandman.
That's going to let people down.
Big time.
I think Fables they could do because it's quite, you know, it's
fabulous.
It's fabulous, obviously. Could work. It's fabulous, and there's a lot of big ideas in it, but it's all kind of grounded, and they're all like,
yeah.
You know, they're all real people having real problems, but they're also supernatural.
Exactly.
Or fabulous.
Like,
but Sandman is too. It's too amorphous and it's too kind of up in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
There's more concepts than there are actual people, I think.
Okay,
there's not going to be... I don't think there's too much story to pack into 2 hours. Mm. I think it's going to let people down. But let's see how it goes.
I think Fables would obviously, like The Walking Dead, would work better. Well, not that The Walking Dead show is great. It's fine.
Uh-huh.
Are you eating damn eggs, Mason?
Yes, I am. It's the mandate of this podcast. I'll do it subtly. It's fine.
That's right. I'd love to see Fables as a TV show, but Fables would. There's wolf transformations and magic, and you couldn't do it.
No,
so
true.
That movie, I mean, we just have to go with that. Mm. Shazam.
That used to be the go to. Like, people would be like, oh, how about this guy? Make a great HBO miniseries. And then that would generally not make sense because they didn't do, like, that many supernatural. It was mostly ground level drama kind of stuff. But now they would do Walking Dead and stuff like that.
That's true, but The Walking Dead is just kind of zombies. But
that's
Fables
true.
Is everything.
That is,
dragons
right.
and magic and...
Yeah.
And
parallel realms and all sorts
and all
of stuff.
And all sorts of shenanigans.
Right,
beanstalks and...
Beanstalks.
And fun.
This fun, certainly.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Shazam?
Okay, yep, all right.
Well, Captain Marvel, Shazam, we Shazam now, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That'd be cool. Metal Men?
Okay.
Which I haven't read at all. Apparently it's good.
I didn't know they're back.
They're
back in the New 52?
I don't know.
In a big way?
Yes!
Great.
What we reading?
Well, good. Sorted. That's very much a C list.
Yeah.
I can't see them being a big people. Nobody's excited about the Metal Men.
No. Do you think?
But I guess nobody was excited for Iron Man. So.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Egg.
Yeah, yeah. Good egg.
Yeah.
Top notch. 100 Bullets.
Yep. Okay. Good.
I started to read 100 Bullets.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped, though, for whatever reason. I remember it didn't grab me.
You're afraid of bullets.
I am very afraid of bullets.
Yeah.
But I will go back to it, but I think maybe I wasn't in the right headspace,
like
most of the time.
Also, there's a lot of storyline to that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
Just casually eating that egg.
I've discovered the futility of eating a chocolate Easter egg while on microphone. It takes longer than you think.
Don't people hate that on podcasts?
Yeah,
people eating?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Next week.
Maybe our audience love it.
Yeah.
Everybody turns off.
We'll find out.
100 Bullets has got a lot of standalone stories that have sort of eventually built towards the main narrative arc.
Yeah.
Again, great for a miniseries.
And you could do it as a miniseries, couldn't you?
Yeah, you definitely could.
Yeah.
But then I guess you'd have to swap out a lot of main characters.
Why's that?
Because each storyline encapsulates a certain group of people, and then some of them may or may not be killed by hundreds of bullets. And then...
100 bullets.
100 bullets, precisely.
Yes.
And then you've got to move on to the next group. So I don't know. I guess if they wanted to make this... I don't know. It might work as a standalone film.
Sure.
But you'd have to get in the whole... Somebody receives a briefcase of 100 bullets. They exact their revenge on people.
Yeah.
And then why is this happening?
Okay, yeah.
And then that plot line all in 2 hours. So I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the other one is Justice League Dark. Which has been talked about
magic
for a while.
One.
The
sure.
magic one.
Okay.
Yeah. There are some rumored ones because there are some gaps in there for some other movies.
Mm.
Probably all of those won't happen.
I know about counting. I know you didn't count 11 there.
they say that there's an Aquaman movie in the works. That's been rumored for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I've said Marvel should do Namor and whoever gets that
just
out.
Just pip him at the post real quick.
Yeah. But a few people wrote in, including Austin Bell. He says that... Universal Studios owns Namor, so I was wrong about that. So maybe they'll do that.
So they can make a Universal Studios ride about Namor. Well, that's it.
Yeah. Also, they said there are no current plans for a Wonder Woman film, so...
Just make the Wonder Woman film! What's wrong with you, Pete? Just do it!
If Ang Lee's Hulk can make like $100 million in the first week or whatever it did, Wonder Woman will easily make that.
Even if it sucks, and it probably will... You can just reboot it in a couple of years.
That's right.
Maybe it's kind of like they've got like the yips. They don't want to do the first one.
Yeah.
Like once they're out of the gate with the first one, they can do one a year.
Yeah, yeah.
But until they're out of the gate.
That's it.
I guess the balance has to be she can't be one-dimensional and she can't be
a woman.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably the, prime problem, yeah. I don't know. I guess there's a balance. You can't be...
I think because studios have been so burnt by female-centric superhero films, but that's their own fault because they're never good or they're rarely good. It's Catwoman, the worst probably, haven't seen.
Yeah.
Elektra, guy with tattoos that come to life.
Yeah.
Crap film.
Yeah.
Like, you... Yeah. I think studios think that people don't want to see it, but make it good and then we will see
it. We don't want to see bad versions of that. There's nothing wrong with Catwoman as a character. There's nothing wrong with Elektra as a character.
Yeah.
It's just those ones... People have gone, oh, well, nobody wants to see these, so we'll make them low-priority films.
Exactly. Like that, like the one we talked about last week, Lucy.
Yeah, yeah.
Female-centric super-villain, superhero character, whatever. Yeah, yeah. That's going to totally work. Everybody's going to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway. On to different news, Mason.
Gal Gadot. Yes.
Gal Gadot, yes. Are you familiar with Matt Smith? The Doctor Who?
Yes.
11th or 12th, they changed it recently.
Mr. Doctor Who.
Mr. Doctor Who.
Mr. Doctor Who.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's joined Terminator Genisys, the Terminator reboot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of memes. It's going to be so many memes. There's going to be so many mashup t-shirts. I hate it already. I hate it.
They say he's got a new character.
He does time travel too. This is the best. He does the best time travel. Shut up.
Me?
Yeah.
Good. They say he's a new character and he's got a strong connection to John Connor. They say he's going to be like a...
Maybe it's Doctor Who. Maybe it's the Doctor. He's also travelled through time. That's you again.
That's me, yes. Yeah. They say he's got a strong connection to John Connor, so he could be like a general or a captain or whatever in the future, people are saying.
He doesn't look like a general or a captain, though, does he?
Just, you know, he does have that kind of potato head.
He does have a potato head, you're right.
I love him. For me, it'd be hard to get past that he is Doctor Who.
Yep.
Because even when you see him in real life.
Again, we're saying Doctor Who for jokes and funnies. We know it's the Doctor.
I know, it's, yeah, exactly.
Don't send emails.
I can't, like, he's exactly like his character in real life. So I don't know if I could get past.
Right, okay.
But, you know, I don't care. Yeah. I'm happy to see him. It'd be good. Also, Schwarzenegger.
Maybe he's like the underground resistance DJ, so they can have underground raves, Matrix Reloaded style.
That'd be so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, the new Terminator, it's got to kick off. You know how Bill Paxton's killed at the start of Terminator 1, spoiler alert?
Uh-huh.
Arnold Schwarzenegger travels through time and, like, pulls his heart out. Yeah, yeah. The older Terminator then arrives just after that.
Huh. And puts his heart back in.
Yes.
He puts Sam Worthington's heart in. Just plugs it right in.
So, yeah, because you know how they run parallel, those movies. So, yeah. And he is going to be an aged Terminator. We've talked about this before.
Okay.
But, yeah, he's looking good, Schwarzenegger.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, he seems like a real prick. But,
yeah, absolutely.
Good for him.
I cannot wait for the audio commentary.
Oh, it's going to be
Blu-ray.
The best.
Because he'll have to explain what was happening in the... He might just start explaining what was happening in Terminator 1.
Yeah, that's right. Happy May the 4th, Mason.
Oh, yeah, that's
May
happen,
the 4th be with you.
Mm.
Do you get it?
Yeah. It's May, isn't it?
Just so you guys know.
It's May Day.
Yes,
French
it's May
Resistance. Day.
That's right.
I understand.
There was a 4-hour pause there I edited out when Mason just went over that in his head.
I had to puzzle over things. Yeah. I had to build one of those obsessive walls, you know, with post-it notes and photos and bits of string just to try and divine what it meant. But yes, it's Star Wars Day, right?
It's Star Wars Day.
As we record this.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's May the 4th, well, it's actually May the 3rd in the States at the moment.
Yep.
So there's probably going to be some big Star Wars news happening.
Uh-huh.
But there's already been big Star Wars news earlier this week, Mason, as we discussed briefly before the podcast. You were here.
In our brief non-podcast social time.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
The minutes we have per week.
That's it. Yep. But the original cast, they announced the new cast.
Uh-huh.
As suspected, the original cast is returning nearly in full. Funnily enough, no Lando mentioned yet. No Billy Dee Williams.
Huh.
That's not to say he's not going to appear, but he wasn't up that table read. Because I'm sure everyone's seen the picture online, a lovely black and white photo of the old and new cast and producers and director all together.
Why is it black and white, I wonder?
Because
we have colour cameras now, surely.
Well, they're expensive.
That's actually a really good point, yeah.
So we got Harrison Ford back, obviously.
Yep.
Carrie Fisher.
Yep.
Mark Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Mark Hamill, what he looks like right now. I've been looking for a current photo of him.
Because
you know his weight kind of fluctuates or whatever.
Oh, right, okay.
And I want to know what he looks like right now.
Uh-huh.
Anthony,
is he bearded in that photo?
Yeah, I think he might be.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
I'm a ball.
Me too. Mm. Anthony Daniels.
Yep, okay.
Who's C-3PO. Kenny Baker, who's R2-D2.
D2, yep.
And Peter Mayhew. Now, a few of those I feel like were kind of obligation casting. Like, For example, Kenny Baker must be at close to 70.
There's no way he can still fit in that.
I'm sure he could still fit in it. But, like, they could just have a robot now on a remote control.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So I think it's very much kind of like...
I'm pretty sure the bits in the new, in the prequels where he's flying around on his little rocket boosters, not actually... Not actually.
So, I guess it's nice of them to still do it.
It might be a case that they just... It could be just they brought him in for the press photo.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Well,
what's he reading at the table read?
Yeah, that's actually... Yeah, it's a really good point. Oh, my God. Weekly Planet exclusive. Beep, boop,
bloop, bloop, bloop. That's it. Like, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Like, you know, like Peter Mayhew, I've mentioned this before, you can stuff anybody in that suit.
That's true.
Let's not kid ourselves.
Not at all.
It's good to see them all back. Yeah, hopefully there is going to be a Lando, even if it's only a cameo.
Yeah.
Now, the new cast, though, Mason, as you mentioned before,
yep.
You said not a lot of chicks, bro. That's what you said.
I said precisely that. Yeah.
Oh, do you want to go through them?
Okay, go ahead.
Adam Driver.
From Girls. Who was going to be in everything, and now he's in this.
Yeah, very excited. They say he's going to be the Darth Vader-style villain. Which would be super
cool.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. John Boyega.
From Attack the Block.
Attack the Block. Yeah. Never seen that. Heard it's amazing. Gotta watch
it. It's good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is the Daisy Ridley, the girl.
Yes, the girl.
The girl.
The one girl. The one girl.
She's been in, I've got here in brackets, British TV stuff.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
I think, because if you look at the photo, what I think it is... I think you can tell who's who by where they're positioned.
Oh, okay.
Because see how she's sitting in between...
Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford.
Yeah, so I think she's their daughter.
Right,
they have a daughter in the books and whatever. Yeah. Oscar Isaac also from Drive and Robin Hood.
Has there been a lot... There's been a lot of outcry because they're not... Because of the expanded universe is not canon anymore, right?
A little bit,
it's exploded, right?
I think more people are kind of okay with it than not. Because it's impossible to work into the expanded universe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's impossible to write a book in the expanded universe now.
Right.
Like, it's so convoluted.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I think generally people are
okay. Also, there's really still only, two girls in that.
Yeah.
Right? There's Mara Jade.
Yep, who's dead.
Yep.
Spoiler alert.
And, one of Han Solo and...
Mon Mothma.
Mon Mothma, sure. There's Mon Mothma.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, Star Wars has always been a very male-centric kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's...
But see, I don't know, because with J.J. Abrams...
J.Abrams.
That's what I'm calling him now, J.J. Abrams. When he got Star Trek, it sort of made sense with the first one that there were no women in the cast besides Uhura.
Yeah.
Because it was the original series.
Yes.
And there wasn't anybody except Uhura and Nurse Ratchet or whatever her name is. Doesn't matter.
It's Nurse Ratchet.
Thank you, good robot.
Yes.
But in Into Darkness, there definitely should have been some concessions because it's a new universe.
They brought in Carol something. To have that shot where she's in the trailer.
And she takes a close-up.
Yeah, exactly.
But Star Wars, if you are not going by the expanded universe canon and you can do anything you want, why not more female characters?
I agree.
Yeah.
Or less.
Yeah. Also, more importantly than that, different coloured lightsabers.
Yes.
All colours of the rainbow.
Many colours.
I always want an orange one.
I want to see white.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
I know that's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool, though.
Yeah.
White blade? I don't know.
Nice.
Apparently, there's black lightsaber blades that can cut through other lightsabers.
Ooh.
Not in real life. Just so we're clear. You know, people keep calling for lightsabers to be real.
Uh-huh.
Never going to happen.
Absolutely not.
I feel like the hoverboard is a dream that could possibly one day happen.
Yep.
Lightsaber never happened. Also really dangerous.
Incredibly dangerous, yeah.
You want to hear something that will...
You couldn't reach the switch for all the warning labels.
That's right. You know? Do you want to hear something that will ruin Star Wars forever for you?
You're assuming it hasn't already been ruined already, but fine, go ahead.
Sure. Okay, I saw this on Cracked, so I can't take credit for this.
Okay.
But you could win any lightsaber battle like this.
We did that
once
before, though, so that's fine.
That's true, yeah. When you swing your lightsaber down to hit somebody, and they go to block it, you turn off your lightsaber, and then when you go past them, you turn it back on and you cut them in half.
Yeah, brilliant.
Every lightsaber battle would be solved.
Yeah, that's amazing, you're right.
So, yeah, there you go.
Weekly Planet exclusive.
Are you familiar with Oscar Isaac?
They should build that into the combat in the next one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hope you're listening, J-Abrams.
J-Abrams?
J-Abrams.
Yeah. You can put an actual stutter in there, as I do. J-Abrams.
That's
fine.
Oscar Isaac. He's from Drive and Robin Hood.
Right,
you
okay.
liked Robin Hood, right?
Yeah.
Crap, right?
Yeah, right.
Wait forever.
Exactly, yeah.
They say he's going to be like a Han Solo type.
Okay.
I'm cool with that. Mm. Andy Serkis. He's a good actor, by the way. Andy Serkis. People assume that he's going to be mocap man.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, everything that needs to be mocap.
That's what you get Andy Serkis for. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I would be very surprised if he wasn't mocap.
He could be like the Emperor's son. Mm. All like, and kind of scrunched up.
Yeah.
Don't you picture Andy Serkis all scrunched up?
He would be a little scrunched up, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is actually my favorite bit of casting. Domhnall Gleeson.
From Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
That episode of Black Mirror.
With Hayley Atwell is in that episode. He's in About Time, which I love.
That's right, yeah. That was a great film. I enjoyed that a lot.
He's terrific. They say he's going to be a Skywalker, like Luke's son. He's also sitting near Luke. Mark Hamill. I call it Luke.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think that's a great bit of casting. I love that guy. Uh-huh. And I'm glad that he's going to be in more stuff.
Yeah,
he apparently found out only the day before that he was going to be in it.
Huh.
So there you go. And the last one is Max von Sydow.
Who's in everything.
Who's in everything.
He's a villain in everything. Ever.
He's probably going to be like an imperial general or something.
I would say so, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he's obviously most famously probably from The Exorcist, would you say?
Yeah, definitely.
He's 85.
Yeah.
They're really Christopher Lee-ing this.
Yeah,
you take a risk when you hire someone who's 85.
But are they? Because they can just CGI everything. Than they want.
That's true.
Yeah.
There you go. So, you know, new cast. It's a strong cast, but not a lot of diversity there.
Mm. Okay, so I actually, just before we started this, I googled new Star Wars cast just to see what come up.
Sure.
And I've been linked to the Guardian website, and there's a an article today that says, do we really need another three Star Wars films? Guess what? It's too late. It's happening, all right? But also, more importantly, in the sidebar, there's all sorts of other links.
Sure. This is more importantly,
And, like, of other, you know, other Guardian articles on Star Wars, because it clearly is a lot.
Yeah.
And this one just says, Lucas talks constantly to Abrams.
Yes.
That ought to be painful, right?
That would be.
Yeah.
Would you want to be a fly on the wall in those conversations?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, look, I mean, it remains to be seen how much impact Lucas is going to have on these movies.
Yeah.
Hopefully not much. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I know people hate on him and whatever, as I guess they should, but cut him some slack, I guess.
I guess so.
All right, is that all we want to talk about for Star Wars?
Yeah. There's also a rumor that Daisy Ridley might be Obi-Wan Kenobi's daughter.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Mm.
Wait, that doesn't work?
No, because she's British.
Age-wise, that doesn't work.
Nah, you know, time.
Obi-Wan's like... You know what another...
He's probably quite virile.
Sure. You know what another thing that Lucas... fucked up about Star Wars.
Yes.
At the end of episode, after I just said, you know, cut him, but she's got some slack, but I'm going to say this.
Cut this hack some slack, all right?
At the end of Star Wars episode 3, how old is Obi-Wan?
Well, he's bearded.
Yeah.
Quite old.
At the end of Star Wars episode 3, Ewan McGregor.
Oh.
He'd be...
30s?
Yeah. 40 max.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Then, in A New Hope, this really annoyed me, where Grand Moff Tarkin's like, Vader's like, fucking Obi-Wan's here.
Yeah.
And Grand Moff Tarkin's like, that's unlikely. Surely he'd be dead by now. Would he?
Yeah.
He'd be like 70 max.
Right.
Like, why would he be dead?
Probably like due to some sort of misadventure. Okay. Like he's been playing with fireworks or something and it's...
Sure.
Killed him, you know?
Classic Obi-Wan.
Yeah, exactly.
There's actually a really good Obi-Wan comic. It's a short one.
Yeah.
It's not canon. Where I don't believe...
obviously none of it is now.
Where Darth Maul turns up.
Yep.
With robot legs and like grabs like baby Luke Skywalker.
Uh-huh.
And they have this kind of confrontation and it's incredible. And Owen Lars shoots Darth Maul in the head.
Aunt Beru, there's another female character.
There you go.
In the Star Wars universe.
Killed immediately. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Aunt Beru and some of them dancing slave girls. The greeny blue ones.
Yes.
Yep. I apologize.
That's right.
To the Star Wars universe.
Sure.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother f- or sales. I definitely prefer... Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Now, Mason, I just want to quickly talk about Godzilla before we launch into Spider-Man for this week. Japanese fans think that new Godzilla is too fat.
I just read this, yes.
Godzilla! Have you seen the original Godzilla?
Ridiculous.
He looks like a lizard crossed with a pear. Like, yeah, he's not svelte.
He's a pear-shaped man. Yeah. And you know what? Everyone's beautiful, but he looks ridiculous.
Yeah. He always has looked ridiculous. Yeah. It's part of it.
Yeah. He looks like modern day audiences cannot deal with a Godzilla who looks ridiculous. Like in his first appearance, if he looks like that, people will laugh.
Yeah.
And tweet about it, and they'll take photos in the cinema, and they'll tweet it to everybody, hey, look how ridiculous Godzilla looks now, and nobody will see it.
Exactly.
He looks better now.
Yeah,
he does. He's taller, he's fatter.
He's more confident.
He's more confident, exactly. He's embraced what makes him, you know?
So, yeah. A lot of clips coming online now. You can see quite a bit of Godzilla. There was one recently where he goes to fight the Flying Godzilla. That's got a name. I'm just going to call it Flying Godzilla. It's like a bird-looking thing.
Flodzilla. Mothra.
It's not Mothra. Oh, something else.
Okay.
I don't know.
Don't know then.
I don't know anything about Godzilla, so we should do an episode on it, though.
Yeah, okay.
But sounds not good. See any Godzilla movies.
No. I remember playing the NES Godzilla game.
Oh, yeah?
And it was... You just wore... He's an enormous sprite.
Yeah.
Like... And he just,
like an enormous can of Sprite.
Yeah, like an enormous can of Sprite. It was weird cross promotion. But he just walks slowly along the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
Just swinging his tail.
And that's it.
Pretty much.
That's the game.
You can shoot fire. It's great.
Oh, that's pretty good, I guess. Yeah. Do you fight Mecha Godzilla?
You do.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Mason.
Yes. That's me.
Before we talk about The Amazing Spider-Man 2, you're familiar with Avi Arad. He's the producer of all Spider-Man movies.
Yes.
People hate him, and he knows people hate him.
Great.
Right? He has shot down any chance of seeing anyone else but Peter Parker take on the Spider-Man mantle.
So not Miles Morales.
No Miles Morales.
That's disappointing.
No Ben Parker.
Yeah.
The Ben Parker? Ben Reilly, sorry.
Yeah, uh-huh.
None of that.
Boo.
Yeah. So, he's like, it's very much a Peter Parker story, which it is, but... I feel like, and I've said this 1,000 times, we've watched the same Spider-Man movie again and again.
Boy, have we.
Why can't we see something different?
Yeah.
Why can't we? But yeah, because even Andrew Garfield's like, you know what? I would love to see that.
Yeah.
That'd be a great kind of way to let the franchise go on or whatever, because he won't do it forever. So there you go.
You could have just Miles Morales and then he is in a separate universe. Or they just...
You could do a Spider-Man crossover film with different Spider-Men.
Yeah.
That would be incredible, right?
You could have Miles have his origin story.
Yeah.
And then not have either of them die. And they just protect separate parts of the city.
Yep.
Because New York's pretty big.
As we know.
Yeah.
Being from New York ourselves, forget about it. So, yeah, there you go.
Mm.
Well, now we're on to the main topic for this week, Mason. I wanted to make news short this week, but we didn't do it.
Nuts.
You refused.
God laughs at your plans that you make. Ha!
The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Mason.
I saw it.
Yeah, well, it had a big opening day on
the one of these days. I pledge to you, because this is number two in my the Nick Mason Film Festival of films that you make me see and I don't want to see. I don't know what I called it last time, but it's close.
It's
enough.
Something like that. Yeah.
The first one being 300 Rise of an Empire.
Yes, that's right. That should be a DVD box set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are sending in on the subject of that, incongruous box sets.
Oh, right. What do you got?
People are sending in nice, I'm sure I can't find it now, but people are sending in incongruous box sets of films where like, you know, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, and then like,
Paycheck.
Yeah, Paycheck. Exactly. Yeah. Or like something that, you know, like Event Horizon or something. Yeah. You're like, what? Why did this happen? No, I can't. It was a long time ago, but please keep. If you see one,
please send them in. It's our personal mission.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, yeah. This movie opened in the US. It's opened here a few weeks ago. $35 million opening on Friday, which is massive.
Yeah.
It's set for a $90 million plus weekend. Depending on word of mouth or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's sitting about 54% on Rotten Tomatoes. Very polarizing. Mm-hmm. Calvin Shepard, who tweeted the show, or me, or one of us, he loved it. But on the other hand, as did Lewis P. On the other hand, Sky going by the name of CJ, C.J.
Yes.
He saw nothing but flaws.
Ooh.
And you know what? Having seen the movie 3 weeks ago or something, whenever I did, and I barely remember it, I can see both sides of that.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think in general?
Well, somebody actually said, because we recently did the audio commentary for the first Amazing Spider-Man.
We sure did.
Somebody tweeted at us. Hang on, where are we? Yeah, it was CJ. Yeah. Nothing but flaws. There we go.
Yeah.
You just said that. Never mind.
I did. Way to add nothing to this.
But it says that we are rubbing off on him. In the sense, do we see nothing but flaws? I thought we were a font of positivity. Are we not?
A fontativity?
Yeah.
Fontativity.
Maybe we're positivity plus nitpicking.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You just really had to look at yourself then, didn't you? And you were like, am I a monster?
Yeah. Yeah. Dylan Burgess on Twitter
sent
us a DVD triple pack.
Oh, good.
True Grit. Okay. Right.
Good.
Western. No Country for Old Men. The last of the Westerns
in many ways. Yeah, yeah.
Shutter Island. Guy goes crazy.
In the 30s?
In the 30s, yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that one. That's great.
That's cool.
Okay, let's talk about Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, what did you think in general? Having it fresh in your mind.
It wiled away 2 hours, didn't it?
Yeah.
It went the way of all the other Spider-Mans.
Yes, as in it ended. No, you know what? I'm not going to spoil that.
Don't spoil it.
We'll do non-spoilers, and then we'll do spoiler.
Okay, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I thought actually the choreography, the web spinning.
Wasn't it incredible?
Was incredible, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I just watched a featurette. You can go to comicbookmovie.com, Mason, and check that out. There's an amazing, amazing Spider-Man 2 featurette where they talk about the physics used and how the suit's all ripply and...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks amazing. It
does.
Looks real.
It does again. Yeah, it does look real. Again, it does keep reminding me of the 1970s Nick Hammond Spider-Man,
sure,
the TV series or the TV movies or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why, because it looks good.
Yeah.
It doesn't look, it looks, but I guess it's just because it's bright.
It's very bright. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
very bright.
I think it's the best suit we've seen.
I think it's the best suit we've seen also, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So you're obviously a fan of Andrew Garfield as well?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
More than Tobin Maguire?
But again,
Toblerone Maguire.
Toblerone Maguire, thank you. We have to write down all these ridiculous nicknames we give people.
I know. Right.
Hubert Jackman.
I remember that
thank
one.
Thank you, good. It's becoming increasingly difficult for me to buy like people in their mid to late 20s as people who are teenagers.
Yes,
now.
Because we're over that age gap now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. But I'm glad he's graduated from high school.
Yeah.
I'm glad this wasn't another high school era.
Oh, God.
Because that would have hurt my brain.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But I think he does play kind of young well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because what, he's supposed to be like 19 or so in this?
Yeah, yeah.
Give or take, of where the movie ends up. So, yeah, what do you think of Emma Stone?
Yeah, great. It's really good chemistry.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That whole kind of the love story they have kind of like ambles along and it kind of to and fro and it doesn't really go anywhere.
That's true.
But they're good.
Uh-huh.
And that's probably because they're going out in real life.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm. Isn't that exciting?
Well, not for us, so maybe for them.
I've also got here the Spider-Manning. That is great.
It's a pretty good
but
spot.
But you said that.
Yeah.
And I said
good,
that.
He's got some good, he's not annoying, like he's got some good banter.
He does have
people,
some good banter.
And it's not incredible.
Tobey Maguire did not have good banter.
He had no banter.
Remember though when he said, here's your change, and he threw the bag of change at the guy?
Uh-huh, yeah.
But it didn't work though because...
Not a high point is what you're saying.
Low point.
Low point, exactly.
Yeah.
Worst movie ever. Calling it already.
So yeah, what about the villains? Jamie Foxx, the dubstep monster. What did you think?
I don't know if I entirely bought the character.
I did not at all.
I wish he'd been a different character.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Effects-wise...
Amazing.
Great effect. Lightning effects, incredible.
Times Square battle.
That was great.
Yeah.
Incredible lightning effects, especially the after effect.
Yeah.
I thought that's the best that's been ever.
Yeah, yeah.
In a film
and when he like
featuring lightning.
Yes. When he dissolves and re kind of comes together.
Really good.
Doing the fingers.
Yep, great. Spirit fingers.
That,
yeah,
that looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it was one of those things where like he was in love with Spider-Man and then he was upset that people love Spider-Man more than him, so he went crazy.
Yeah. I don't think it's too much of a spoiler to suggest that to say that his character is a guy who nobody knows, or like he's astounded when Gwen Stacy meets him and remembers his name.
Yeah.
Like 10 seconds after the fact.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody exists like that. I understand it's a comic book movie for children.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
But nobody, he would have work friends. He would have something.
Yeah.
Like who is, maybe there are.
Well,
maybe all of them listen. But I mean, you know.
Yeah, he wasn't written like a real person.
No, he absolutely wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The most, like, I could have seen him as a guy who has kind of has a normal social life.
Yeah.
But he has a grudge against the company.
Yes.
Or something. And then he, you know, Spider-Man saves his life and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then once he becomes Electro, he decides he's going to destroy Oscorp and destroy Spider-Man. That would kind of work.
That would work.
But this guy who's like, oh, this person remembered my name. I love them. you know, that doesn't work for
no,
him.
No, yeah. Not at all.
Also, when he became Electro, the gap in his teeth disappeared. How did that happen?
I didn't notice. What did you think of the Green Goblin?
Awful.
The guy? The character or the guy who played him or both?
I
thought he was good with what he was given.
Yeah.
But
the actor, do we know his name?
Dane DeHaan.
Dane DeHaan.
Yeah.
Mm. Dandelion.
Dandelion DeHaan.
I thought he was good as Harry Osborn.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the goblin design at all.
Yeah.
Green Goblin. It's not, he's not New Goblin. He's not Hobgoblin. It's Green Goblin because it's Harry Osborn.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No Norman Osborn, obviously. They just skipped right over that.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll talk about a bit. I want to talk about him a bit more in spoilers though.
Okay,
if that's
cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can we come back to that?
Yeah, yeah.
What about Rhino for the few seconds he was there?
Is that a spoiler to say he's in it?
Everybody knows that he was barely in it.
Okay,
that's
right.
That's in every review, so.
Okay, yeah. Right. Yeah. I wish they'd done more. I wish he had a character.
Yeah. Wasn't just shouty Russian guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fair point.
He's an excellent actor, and
he is, and they didn't seem to make use of him.
Paul Giamatti. There we go.
Yeah,
I remembered.
That's right. He'll definitely come into play in the next.
Is that odd that the two main actors in Sideways have both been in Spider-Man films as villains? How did that happen?
I bet Thomas Hayden Church talked it up so much.
I bet he did. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably not friends.
I reckon they are friends.
You're probably right.
I reckon it's like, just get in. It was probably just like, take the money and run.
Yeah.
Like, you have to wear a ridiculous blue suit for like a couple of days.
Yep.
And then you get out and you take the money
and
run.
No, you probably did say that. Mm. You're right. Yeah, yeah. Now, there's a few things that I didn't like in particular. There's a very convoluted plot that just kind of, it was like a collection of scenes that didn't really mesh the whole kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
I want to emphasize that I did not hate this, though.
Right.
Did you hate it?
No, I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Sure
I
was.
I guess.
Yep.
But, you know, things like solving Peter's parents' mystery of their disappearance and death or whatever. Who cares? Who cares? Is that just me?
I was kind of invested a little bit.
Really?
But that's because I only recently saw Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. Because that was promised to be wrapped up in the first one, and then it wasn't, and then they kind of
wrapped
it up in this one. And I also, I've said this before, I don't like the fact that he's destined to be Spider-Man and like...
Right,
and again,
right.
I can't get into this without going into spoilers, but yeah, we'll also talk about that. Why don't we talk about that now? I feel very constricted what I can talk about here.
Everybody's seen a review at this point.
Yeah.
Let's spoiler it like crazy.
Spoilers!
Yeah, spoilers from this point forward.
Spoilers like mad dogs.
And then towards the end, some non-spoilers. Just to mix it up a little. So if you don't want spoilers, just scrub to like 20 minutes and maybe there won't be spoilers, but maybe there'll be all the spoilers.
That's it.
I'm going to signify the spoiler point by eating this chocolate egg.
Enjoy that.
Uh-huh.
Is that a Cadbury?
Yeah, it's Cadbury.
We just earned $1,000.
Yes. Sweet product placement.
Now, you know, the Green Goblin. I want to go back to that. Uh-huh. I felt like in it, he has the Green Goblin disease where he turns into a goblin, which his father had.
Is that what he's doing?
I don't know, but he's going. He's dying for whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
Right? And he wants Spider-Man's blood to make him feel better. Uh-huh. So his origin is he needs Spider-Man's blood to make himself more powerful and whatever. And Spider-Man's like, no, because it could kill you. Right?
I feel that Spider-Man was wrong in not just giving him some blood.
Yeah, fair point. Because he probably wouldn't have just injected himself with it straight away.
He probably would have taken it to Oscorp scientists and said, yeah, hey, can you do something with this?
Yep, you're exactly right. Mm. That's exactly it.
It's only that Spider-Man gave him no option. Like he was going to die within, you know, in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
He had to go and take the Spider-Venom.
Yep, yep. Mm. Yeah, that's a really good point. Also, with the Spider-Man Venom, right, they just had a room filled with spiders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's lucky that only Peter Parker walked in there and got bitten. Because if anybody else had walked in and got bitten, they would have died immediately.
Exactly. I think I pointed this out on the Spider-Man commentary.
Oh, really? Like,
what happened to all the other spiders?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't an intern or somebody walk in and accidentally get bitten?
Because if he didn't crawl to that goblin suit or whatever,
yeah,
he was going to die, right?
Right away, yeah.
That was what was going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So did the spider give him powers or did the suit give him powers? Was that made clear?
I think the spider venom just made him go insane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that would explain my next question.
Yes.
Why did he murder Gwen Stacy?
Oh, because he went insane. Because the spider venom made him go insane.
Okay. Well, yeah, you got me. Speaking of that, I thought that whole death scene worked with her.
Absolutely.
I honestly thought as I was watching that, I thought, you know what? Maybe she'll live because Emma Stone's important to the franchise and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know what? They probably don't have the balls to do it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Well, I think it was probably a testament to that action sequence that even though I know what happens to Gwen Stacy in the comic books,
yeah,
that I thought, oh, maybe they'll tweak it in this one. Maybe they'll let her live because she is a great character.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll Ultimate Universe this and she won't die at the hands of the Green Goblin.
That's it. Well, in the Ultimate Universe, she dies in the hand of Carnage. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They really snapped her neck. Like you see
it
happen.
Yeah. Because it's always been it's been decades of debate in the Marvel, you know, by Marvel fans.
Yeah.
As to what actually killed her.
Yeah.
Was it the fall? Would she have died anyway? Or was it Spider-Man webbing, because there's a lot of debate whether Spider-Man, you know, hitting her with a web and sort of breaking her really hard, whether that breaking actually snapped her neck in midair.
Well, it looked like that's what happened in this one anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
In this variation of it. It's another Spider-Man movie that ends with a funeral. There's only one that doesn't end with a funeral. It's Spider-Man 2.
Yep. Wait. Maybe it's two, sure.
Yeah, every other one ends with a funeral. This is no exception.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, and then they kind of... I actually liked the end bit. I liked the last 10 minutes quite a bit, even though it was cut very abruptly. Rhino appears at the end in the suit.
Right.
And if you've seen a trailer for this, then you've seen the last shot of the movie.
Right.
Which is Spider-Man winding up.
To hit him with a manhole cover. Yeah.
And then the movie ends, as we know. Did you feel cheated by that? I felt like I knew it was coming, that we weren't going to see that battle.
I forgot Rhino was in it until we see Special Projects open. And I'm like, I wonder how many villains he's going to fight in this.
Okay, yeah.
And then it got towards the end and I'm like, I sort of forgot about it again because, you know, plots were happening.
Sure.
And then it got right nearly towards the end. I'm like, when it got to Green Goblin versus Spider-Man at the power station, I thought, hey, wait, we haven't seen the Rhino yet. Maybe they'll cut him out.
Mm.
And then I thought, actually, no, they'll put him in a post, you know, finale action sequence.
Yeah.
So I sort of get that. I like it in so far as it shows that that Spider-Man exists now in this ongoing universe.
Yep.
That he's still going to have to fight these. There's more crime to fight and there's more villains to fight.
Still got to get out there.
Still got to get out there.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that worked. I thought that was, I don't know. There's a lot of things, individual things that work in this movie, including that part or that last 10 minutes or so. But a lot that doesn't at all.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I question why all the special projects are essentially supervillain suits. What? For starters, why are they secret?
Yeah.
I mean, one is clearly just robot arms.
Yep.
One is clearly just Dr. Octopus robot arms.
Yeah, yeah.
One is flyy bird wings.
Yep.
Why aren't these? Why doesn't Harry Osborn know about them?
That's a good
question. Why
doesn't
anybody know about them? Why are they so secret?
Well, actually, did you...
I mean, Oscorp seems to do a lot. They do power supplies.
They do.
They do...
Spider venom.
They do spider venom. They do all sorts of genetic research.
They do lizard arms.
Yeah, so why isn't it like, hey, we also manufacture weapons?
I don't know.
Like a giant
tank man. Do you not like that all the villains come out of Oscorp? Because it's different in the comics.
Yeah.
Every villain in this has come out of Oscorp. Or will come out of Oscorp.
Yeah, I kind of dislike that.
Yeah.
Because especially when somebody's putting together the Sinister Six.
He should just knock down that building.
He really should. He could. Because, you know, and I think we mentioned this, but all the Spider-Man villains are sort of misfits of science or whatever. Or they're just kind of, you know, bank robbers who've gotten a hold of a super suit or something like that.
Yeah.
And I guess they're attempting to do that here. They're saying, okay, well, there's a criminal who really hates Spider-Man. Let's put him in the Rhino suit or whatever.
Yeah.
But surely these will all be traced back to Oscorp very quickly.
Yes.
I would have liked to see...
Where else is that going to come from?
Well, I would have liked to see like a Tinkerer kind of character or a Power Broker or somebody like that who can, you know, build anti-Spider-Man weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a gun.
Like a real big gun. Yeah. Thank you.
You know, there's a reason why, though, this movie is so choppy. And Teal Elston, who wrote in and said this also.
He's very choppy.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of this that's been cut out. There was a whole Mary Jane subplot, which was cut completely.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
That would not have worked if they put that in.
No, not at all.
The Black Cat, who was Harry Osborn's secretary.
Yeah, Felicia.
She wasn't supposed to be Black Cat, but she said, oh yeah, I'm Harry Osborn's girlfriend in this. There's also a shot in the trailer where he gets on the glider and she's looking at him on the glider.
Well, it does look like she's very on board to help him.
Yeah.
Also, the whole subplot of...
And she's a great actress.
What has she been in?
There's a movie with the guy, the Russian guy from Star Trek at the reboot, Anton Yelchin.
Oh.
It's like a love story.
Is it
it's
that
really
one
good.
Where they're in school? It's got Robert Downey Jr. in it?
No, you're thinking of Iron Man 2.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of Iron Man 2. the subplot of Peter Parker being under observation.
Yeah,
That's been cut out.
That's been cut completely.
And I think they used the sequence in the surveillance van to sort of... clearly they filmed that after the fact and they've just kind of...
Wait, which scene, sorry?
There's a scene where the Oscorp vice president is in the surveillance van and they're looking at Norman Osborn and Peter Parker on the beach.
I think they
filmed that after the fact so they could cut out all the extraneous stuff.
Yep, yep.
Because clearly that was going to be a sequence where they're surveilling Peter Parker for whatever reason. They're like, well, he's got spider powers, he must be Spider-Man or whatever. Mm. And they've decided that's too much for the film.
Yeah.
So it's just the vice president in a surveillance van for some reason with his flunkies going like, hey, it's Harry Osborn's friend. Now let's get rid of Harry Osborn. You know, that was kind of, they just pushed the surveillance aside.
Yeah.
And like, well, we should just keep surveilling Harry Osborn until he does something silly. And
yeah. That's it. There's also a bit in the trailers where Norman Osborn says, we've got plans for you, Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And that never
happens.
They
never meet, I don't think.
They have zero plans
for him. Zero plans, yeah.
As it would turn out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think, you know what? I think what's probably happened here, I think as they were shooting it, they're going, this doesn't work, let's try this.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that doesn't work, let's try this.
Oh, interesting, okay.
And they just filmed a whole bunch of different... Or maybe they always planned to film all this and then whittle it down to what it became.
Because that would have been 3 hours if they'd kept it all in,
yeah.
Right?
It could be all even 2 movies, even 3 movies,
ooh,
even 4 movies.
Wow.
Yeah.
4 short movies.
Yeah. I feel like none of the villains were really, we didn't get enough of them, but that wasn't even due to villain overload because Rhino was barely in it.
Yep.
But I was like,
I don't count him.
Exactly. So you only really had the 2, but even then I didn't feel like they were utilized properly at all.
No.
But hey, that's life.
That is kind of life, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, Jack Poison Lip Sheen, you familiar with him?
I just had a mental blank where I couldn't remember who the villain was. In fact, I still don't know. It's gone. Who was the villain? It was Green Goblin.
Electro.
And... Thank you. There we go. Oh, that's odd.
But Jack Poison Lip Sheen has written in. He says, what do you think about Carnage taking over Gwen Stacy's body like in the Ultimate Universe? And then that's a way to bring back Emma Stone into the next movie.
I'd be on board with that.
Me too. Yeah, that's a pretty good idea, eh? Mm-hmm, he says a bit left of center, but I say that's okay, Jack.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Jack.
That's okay.
Get your crazy ideas out of here, Jack. No, I'd be on board with that.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I think, yeah, we'll, speaking of villains for the next movie, you saw the bit in the credits where they showed briefly who they might have for the Sinister Six.
Yeah.
They had pictures. I don't know if you saw.
Yeah.
They had, what have I got here? I've written it down. The Green Goblin glider.
Yep.
A Doc Ock arm.
Mm-hmm.
Vulture wings.
Yep.
There's a bit with it's either Black Cat or Kraven. It's like a masky kind of thing.
Okay, sure.
And there's another one, which is another masky kind of thing, which is either could either be, people say, Chameleon or Mysterio. Any of those? I want to see Kraven.
It might be Chameleon. Here's the thing, though. I was unaware of this. The gentleman. What?
Chamelon.
Yes, that's how the cool kids say it.
Yeah.
The gentleman who we see at the end of Amazing Spider-Man 1.
Yes.
And then we see him again in Amazing Spider-Man 2. I didn't know who that was.
I had to look that up.
I also had to look it up. His name is Gustav Fears.
It's Mr. Fear.
Yeah.
He's a Daredevil villain.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got like, he looks like the Mask of the Phantasm
guy. I don't think you're right.
I am right.
No, Gustav Fears doesn't feature in the comics at all.
So he's new.
He's not new, but he is, he's in a series of Spider-Man novels.
Okay.
From like 1999 to 2001.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to look this up right
now.
Please
do. I'll wait.
Who's been looking up Audrey Hepburn on my iPad? Is that you?
No.
Did you sneak in last night and look up Audrey Hepburn?
Yeah.
Maybe I got this wrong.
I think you did. But yeah, Gustav Fears in these series of novels, which I've not read because they're comic book novels.
Yeah.
And as we know, books are for nerds.
Sure.
Yeah, he doesn't appear in like mainstream comics.
Oh, okay. No, I've got here from April 12th that said the rumor is he's Mr. Fear, but it turns out that, yeah, he is Gustav Fears. You're right.
Which
what's his deal?
Well, he is an ally of the Chameleon, or he's like a former compatriot of the Chameleon. This is from Marvunap, MARVUNAPP.com,
sure,
which is like alternate universe characters.
Okay.
And like kind of obscure characters. It's like a database of them.
That's a cool website.
It's very cool. It's not well formatted or anything, but but his, let me have a look here. His Sinister Six is Chameleon, Dr. Octopus, Electro, Mysterio, the Vulture, and Pity, who is a new character.
I don't know Pity.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have no Pity.
Thank good, great. Good stuff.
What's Pity about?
Dunno, can't remember.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, he's a novel character. He's not a comic book character. So I guess they're going, but that's, you know, it's, he's from 99, so that's kind of recent.
Recent, yeah, yeah.
In the, you know.
Well, I guess that kind of alludes to who we're going to see then, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I also felt a lot of this movie was just set up for the Sinister Six.
Yep.
Not so much the Venom. Wasn't there a Venom bit that was cut as well? Don't you see the Venom symbiote in one of the trailers?
I don't know if you
It's in one of those glass cages.
Maybe. I'll look it up. I know it's against our policy, but I'm going to look it up.
We have no policy. Let's not get ourselves.
But I initially thought that when we see the goblin suit, before we see it connected to the glider or anything like that, it's, you know, you see the tech specs on the computer and it said like self-healing ability and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that was going to be the Venom.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Mm. Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer image teases Venom and Morbius.
There you go.
Haven't seen it yet. I've seen no photos. This will be a rumor of a rumor of a guy who saw it.
Yeah. Is it on the computer screen?
Yeah, it's on the computer screen.
I think the Venom could also allude to, though, the spider Venom.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah. Make it that what you will.
No, it just says Dr. Morbius is mentioned.
Yeah.
On the Oscorp database thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just says Venom storage is mentioned.
Yeah.
But so that could be the storage of the...
That's
what
I literally just said.
I know. I know that now because you just told me.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think you almost got to have Venom, though, in the Sinister Six next, don't you? If you're going to do a Venom spin-off movie, you need to put Venom in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, I guess, are you excited for another Spider-Man movie after this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I want to see Sinister Six. I want to see where the rest of these villains go.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see this ongoing universe.
Yeah.
Because, again, we haven't really... Even in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans,
yeah,
it didn't really feel like a continuous universe so much to me.
Okay.
Because he wasn't really... I want to see him fighting villains on a daily... Super villains on a daily
basis.
Yeah,
yeah. And we got a snapshot of that in this one.
Exactly.
Now, that would be cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, so look, this movie is going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
Fans' reaction is divided. A lot of people on the comicbookmovie.com hate it.
Right.
With a flat out passion, including some of the writers. Do you know Josh Wilding, who writes for the site?
Yes.
He didn't. I think I said this last week. He called it the...
He was the best man at my wedding.
Yes, he was. He called it the Batman and Robin of Spider-Man films. And people, some people are saying that it's worse than Spider-Man 3 and whatever.
It is not.
So, yeah, I guess we have to now... Oh, one more question. Uh-huh. Kieran Holt says, how can you go over Kraven and Venom being introduced in the Venom Sinister Six movies without being in the Spider-Man movie... without being in a Spider-Man movie first? Or do you think a Kraven, Venom and Black Cat movie... from Spider-Man 3 would work?
What was the question?
Do you need to put those characters, Venom and Black Cat, in their own movies and Kraven before you put them in Sinister 6?
That's a good question. That's a really good question, actually. Mm. I don't. Maybe not Kraven. Kraven doesn't necessarily have to have...
Because he's just looking for the best hunt.
Yeah, he doesn't
he?
Necessarily need a motivation to kill Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You just... Maybe he's been off in some sort of... You know,
maybe there's
killing
like,
safari.
No, I think in one of Oscorp's secret labs, there's like a sweet fur.
Oh yeah, like
collar
with a sweet fur collar with a lion's head on it. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and he just happens to work there.
Yeah,
but then he puts it on and it gives him powers.
Exactly. I think that'd be great. Yeah, he doesn't need a motivation. You just, yeah. He's just how he's been off. You know, he's been off safarying.
Yeah.
In Africa for you know years.
Yeah.
And he's bored with all that, and then he comes back into civilization, and he discovers that there's this superpowered man. And
yeah.
He's like, well, I could kill him.
Yeah. And I will.
Yeah. I think maybe Black Cat, you just need this a tiny little bit of desire for revenge.
Yep.
For this whole Amazing Spider-Man 2 thing.
Yep. Yep.
Maybe she saw Amazing Spider-Man 2 in theaters, and she was upset by it.
Yeah,
it's dividing
that's good
fans,
enough.
Certainly. What was
sure.
The third one? Venom.
I think Venom. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. That's well. That's the sticking point, probably, because
it is.
He needs to be Eddie Brock, and he
and
needs
it's a
to
sticky
be,
suit.
It's a very sticky suit. Exactly.
Seems gross.
Yeah. Ooh. Slimy.
Yeah. So Kieran Holt makes a good point, Mason. Mm. Better points than you.
Aww. It's true.
So I guess anything else really to say about this before we label it best or worst?
No, I think we got it.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
I honestly don't know where I sit on this.
Huh. But you have to make a decision.
I know.
Right?
Well, then I have to say worst then.
Absolutely
don't I?
You do. Yeah.
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 I did not hate it. It was not as good as I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot about it that I did like. That's not good enough though.
No, it really isn't.
You damn won't get a best from me.
Yep.
What about you?
I'm going to say best movie ever because at the end, Rhino just sort of, he leaps down and he turns into like a rhino on four legs and he shoots missiles. How good is that?
That was good.
It's pretty great, right?
You're right.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mason, like the comic book fan community, we are divided.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go. It's almost fitting in a way, or it is exactly fitting.
Mm.
What do you think of that?
It's fitting.
Yes, it is. Mm. Now, Mason, we've got a few segments to go before we leave.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to quickly give a shout out to Kevin, sorry, to Eddie Mason.
Mm-hmm.
He, again, has trumped Kevin Ealy's donation for the Amazing Spider-Man 2 commentary.
What?
He has sent us in, with the help of his friend, this is blowing my mind, $75.
Wow.
With the help of him and his friend, Shari Garcia.
Wow.
He says she's his best friend, and without her, this amount couldn't be possible, and I'd appreciate it if you give her a shout-out.
That is incredible.
Shout out
to everyone.
Yeah. She loves David Wong, and she said, if you could say something incredible about his books, in particular, John Dies at the End. You've read that, haven't you?
I have read John Dies at the
End. I haven't read it. I really want to read it. I love David Wong, so I love his writing on crack. So say something about it, idiot.
It's great, and I haven't seen the film, but it's got Paul Giamatti in it, I think.
Exactly.
So when the segment comes up, spoiler alert... Hey? Yeah, no, I love David Wong.
Yeah, yeah. He also said, to pass this message on to Kevin Ealy. Ealy, I keep getting this wrong. Kevin Ealy, A-Y-E, how do you say that? Come chingas.
Oh.
Choke on my bag of fat Latino dicks. I win again. You ain't gonna overthrow me, Kevin. I got Mason on my side.
Yeah.
Where did he get all those dicks?
I don't know, maybe he's some sort of mutilation murderer.
Okay,
but
cool.
You know what? I'm on his side, so...
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Look, I'm calling it here. Yep. I'm ending this feud right now. This has got out of hand. There is too much money going into this.
There is, that's true.
So if either of you guys from now on, Kevin, or Shari or Eddie, donate any more money, I'm refunding it.
Look, what we should do
too much.
Is have him... Look, if you've got extra money you want to send to us, instead... Turn it into gas money, get in your cars, meet in America, like like where you, like somewhere, find the exact midpoint of where you live.
Yes.
Meet and fist fight.
Yes.
I think that's more fair.
I mean, it's amazing.
Or don't get a drink together. I think that would be better, actually. That'd be much better.
We really appreciate it. So, yeah. The weeklyplanet.bandcamp.com if you do want to listen to that commentary.
Or is it
track.
Just Weekly Planet?
The Weekly Planet.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, yeah, that'll still be up there. And we're going to do an X-Men First Class one.
Absolutely,
soon,
we are. I rewatched that just recently. It's great.
We're ready to go. Mm-hmm. So there you go. He also says that, oh, this is good. Eddie says, it'll probably be my last donation, so buy yourself a window or two
okay.
for the room.
For the
Thank
room.
You. We appreciate it. So, yeah. You know what it's time for now, Mason?
What's it time for?
What are we reading today? What are we going to read, friends? What are we reading?
Theme song.
I'm doing the theme.
Great theme song.
Great theme
you
song.
You put that in there, presumably.
I hope so.
I was going to say, actually, before we did that, in regarding Spider-Man.
Sure.
That, you know, I was essentially forced to see this film. And it was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
One of these, you're going to make me see a film. I'm not going to see it.
Oh, yeah. You were going to say this at the start.
And see how long it takes for you to figure out that I haven't seen it. One of these. Listeners, also listen along. We'll see. See if you can spot it first.
Sure.
If you, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
so
a great idea.
Okay, cool.
It'll probably be something like a 300 Rise of an Empire or
it
something.
It will be,
right?
yeah. Or a really big name one. Who knows? Maybe I'll do it for Avengers 2.
I don't know if you could hold off.
That's good.
You wouldn't want me to spoil it for you.
That's true, actually. Yeah. You're right. Okay.
You son of a bitch. All right, Mason.
Yep.
I want to shout out Trey White.
Ooh.
He's a 14-year-old guy from the US. He's got a new podcast.
Our youngest listener is 12, by the way.
I know. I saw on Twitter. Yeah. He's started up his own podcast with three other friends. You can go to welcometopm.weebly.com. And his latest podcast goes for 16 minutes and it's on upcoming summer movies.
Cool.
I gave it a listen, Mason.
Yeah.
And I think this is a good way to start. And if you're like a young comic book fan, get involved in something like this.
Yeah,
because we're old, dying men.
Correct.
Who have nothing of value to say.
We have the Green Goblin disease.
That's right.
I'm old.
So, you know.
Scabby.
That's right. So, yeah, I got a lot of requests this week to shout out podcasts.
Uh-huh.
I can't shout out every podcast every week. I'll try and get to as many as I can. But it's a lot of investment in listening to a podcast and then going, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And then shouting it out. Because I'm not going to shout out something I don't like.
Mason. Or you haven't had time to listen to.
No, I haven't. Well, I've got a list though that I'm going to make my way through. So I'm going to try and shout out a podcast as much as I can. I'm sorry if I don't. Sometimes I miss emails.
Uh-huh.
I you know how much it stresses me out, how much correspondence we get and I can't get back or shout out everybody.
And it's not a lot compared to actual podcast people.
No,
but
it's not.
A lot for us.
But I feel like, because, you know, working full time and whatever, and then a lot of my time is spent replying to emails and whatever, and we get so many nice things. And said, and it really bothers me that I can't get to everybody.
Well, we try though. We read everything. We definitely read everything.
That is for shiz. Now, Mason, what I'm also want to shout out this week, aside from Trey White's amazing podcast, Welcome to PM.Weebly.com, there was a Fat Man on Batman episode, it was number 67, where Joe Quesada came on, and he, you know, he's the chief creative officer at Marvel, his famous comic book artiste.
Sure.
But he, as I said, was the job at Marvel.
He created Ash, who was a fireman who became a fire-based superhero.
Ah, is it a good one?
It's all right. It's back in the day.
Sure.
It's the 90s.
He was
pretty extreme, let me tell you.
Oh, I'd imagine. Did he have an axe?
He had an axe and fire.
An axe and fire.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, I guess.
I know, right.
Yeah, he did this episode of Fat Man on Batman with Kevin Smith, where they basically go through Captain America 2 in quite a lot of spoilerish details. They talk about the process behind making it and, you know, the writers involved and the steps that they took to ensure the Winter Soldier. And he talks about basically the whole Marvel Universe. He even touches on Man of Steel, how he found it disappointing and a bunch of other stuff. If you love comic book movies and you particularly like the Marvel movies, then definitely check that out. It's well worth it if you can get past Kevin Smith's terrible theme song for that show.
Oh, really? Is it?
It goes for like 45 seconds and Kevin Smith singing, and it's kind of a country and western kind of song about Batman.
Uh-huh.
It's horrible.
Great.
And I know because we have amazing theme songs.
Absolutely we do.
So, yeah, definitely check that out, Mason. I've got a few things to shout out this week, shout out to... what are we reading this week?
Uh-huh.
Alexander Yates, he's a writer from the US. Him and his wife are in the process of moving from Vietnam Sorry, to Vietnam from Rwanda. Uh-huh. And he's been playing our podcast in the background while they've been packing up.
Cool.
And he said it's funny listening to these backwards, which is what he's been doing, because how enthusiastic you were after the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. pilot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was. I was super, oh, super positive.
But you know what? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is really good at the moment. Get back in with the episode before and after Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Uh-huh.
It takes a great turn, like that movie did. Okay. And it's much more interesting.
All right, I'll give it another
try. Yeah, yeah. Mm. That's to you at home as well, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But he wants to, he recommends the book called Salman Rushdie. Salman Rushdie, sorry, his book called Midnight Shield.
Salman Rushdie.
No, it says Slammin.
Is that something you've done again?
I think so.
Great.
Yeah, yeah, the book's called, because you recommended one of his books, didn't you, a couple of weeks back, didn't you?
Salman Rushdie, no.
Didn't you?
No. Salman Rushdie, he wrote the Satanic Verses. He got that fatwa bestowed upon him.
So you're not a fan?
No, I'm not against him. I think that's quite amusing, but I haven't read a Salman Rushdie book in a long time.
Okay, fair enough. He recommends this book, Midnight Children. As he said here, people are very hot or cold on
this
guy.
I'm aware of Midnight Children. People wake up around the world with superpowers.
That's it. The premise, he said, is basically every child born in India in the hour before the independence was given has some kind of magical mutant superpower. Mm. And the closer they're born to the moment of independence, the stronger their powers.
Yeah, yeah.
So that sounds amazing.
Mm.
And good luck on the move to Vietnam. I've always wanted to go to Vietnam. I haven't wanted to go to Rwanda.
You were in Tanzania for a while.
I was in Tanzania for a while. I've been to Kenya.
Spare us your life story. God.
All right. Also, Josh Zingerman. Zingerman!
Zingerman!
He tweeted us this, I think. I can't remember. He's an artist, comic book artist, and he wrote this like 6-page thing called Roulette, where it's about this kind of futuristic world. It's set in 2028. It's only like 6 pages. It's very short.
Uh-huh.
And it shows off his artistic skills. And it's this woman killing monsters.
Uh-huh.
If you go to http://,
yes,
whatever slash is appropriate, jzingerman.tumblr.com, you should check out his art because it's
cool.
Great.
All right.
So yeah, yeah. Thanks, Zingerman. Thanks. What are you reading today?
Well, since you mentioned John dies at the end.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I haven't read that since. It started as like a... like a serialized kind of, it was a series of web pages initially.
Yeah.
It wasn't a novel, and that's when I read it.
Yeah,
it was
okay.
Web pages back in the day,
like in 98 or something.
Maybe like 2001.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so I might read the actual book, or wait, is there an audio book? There's not an audio book.
Oh well,
but I should reread it as an actual physical book.
Yeah, yeah. I've wanted to read that for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to, though.
No, don't.
It's not an audio book.
No, absolutely.
No, I will. I should at some point. So that's what we're reading, Mason.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should I end with the theme song?
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Wow.
I will! I'm doing the theme.
What are we reading today? Also, I'm going to read the movie. I'm going to watch the movie.
Okay, cool, cool.
Paul Giamatti's in it.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, Mason. Couple questions for this week.
Ready.
Listen to question section.
Uh-huh.
That's a good name for that.
Sort of rhymes, doesn't though. Great. Love it.
Eli Belling has written in. Question number one. Would you rather take a full frontal nude photograph of yourself and post it online?
Too late.
Or have your entire online search history exposed for the world to see? What do you want?
Probably search history. There's nothing that weird in it. But there's certainly something weird in a full frontal nude photograph of me.
Yeah, I think I'm on the same page as you with that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I looked up anything weird lately. Somebody looked up bloody
Audrey Hepburn. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's going to reflect badly on
Absolutely
me.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it
probably
is.
That I would say.
Yeah.
Does that mean we're not deviants?
Yeah,
or we just don't care if people see the weird stuff that we look up.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's probably it. Yeah.
Sure. Question number two. Would you rather go to the moon for 10 minutes or spend an entire year vacationing in Europe if both were free?
10 minutes on the moon.
Really?
No, is that the question?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
10 minutes on the moon. No vacation in Europe.
You'd have to, wouldn't
you? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what's on moon? Fucking nothing.
Yeah.
It would be amazing,
but
also space is terrifying. And not just because of the movie Gravity.
But then again, what a great 10 minutes.
Yeah.
How about an hour? No,
the moon landing was faked, Mason.
10 minutes and an hour of the moon about the same.
Yeah, that's right. You get it.
Yeah. You get it, yeah. It would be really nice to see sort of like the Earth rising.
Yeah.
That would be pretty spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That would be. You know, the moon, there's a dark side of the moon
what?
Album.
Yes, I'm aware. Sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eli. Mm. Thanks.
Also, I get a whole bunch of suits made in Europe, not on the moon. Or I could get a whole bunch of space suits made for the moon.
You know it. Mm. Space travel is terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into space.
Apparently, because a private company recently...
Yeah, Virgin.
Was it Virgin? They wanted Mars people to go.
Oh, no, that wasn't Virgin. That was some weird place in Europe wanted to do it.
Yeah, they wanted volunteers for people to go to Mars, and like 250,000 people.
But you know what it was? You go to Mars, and I think the initial trip was like 4 to 6 people.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't come back.
Right, exactly.
You live on Mars forever. And I saw the living quarters that they arranged to do. Can you imagine being with the same 6 people for your entire life?
Yeah, yeah.
On another planet where you can't escape. You can't even walk outside.
Yeah, yeah. 250,000 people volunteered,
yeah,
which is insane. No offense if anybody out there wants to go and visit Mars. But what people actually want is they want to see all the NASA technology or whatever. They want to get in the suit. They want to get in a spaceship. They want to fly into orbit. They want to float around for a bit, and then they want to come back.
Yes.
To fast food and video games. That's pretty much what I would like to do.
Yep.
You go there. It would not sink in until you got there that you're never coming back and there's nothing interesting up there.
No, that's exactly
right.
It'd
be like living in the desert, but you can't go out in the desert because you'll die.
You know, Mars is actually brown.
Yes.
That's why John Carter didn't do well, because they did realistic Mars.
Ugh.
Should have done red.
Yeah.
Anyway, do I know? So, yeah, I guess go to Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were looking at establishing a colony over a few years, so it was going to end up being like 18 or 24 people stuck there.
Great.
While you're growing your own food, and that just sounds the worst.
Absolutely.
Also, you know, radiation poisoning in space is... It's quite dangerous being exposed for that long. That's what happened to the Fantastic Four. But actually, that turned out pretty well.
It didn't it? Yeah. Except for the Thing.
Oh, yeah.
But odds are you'd be the Thing.
Three and four, you'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mason, this is a question specifically to you from Charmath.
Uh-huh.
Mason, there's a comic run of Iron Man where Doctor Doom sends him back to the days of King Arthur.
Yep.
What issue is it? And is it worth getting? First of all, Charmath, you have the internet. You could have looked that up.
This sounds like a challenge more than anything.
Well, that's right. Exactly.
I don't know any issue numbers. Yeah. It's called... Hang on. What's it called?
I'm glad he didn't look it up. I'm glad he asked you.
I think it's called... Wait. Hang on. You can cut some of this out. We'll leave it all in forever.
Yeah.
It's got a funny name. Oh, it's called Nightmare.
Really?
With a K, I think.
Because
he goes back in time.
And it's a nightmare.
Fight, yeah, and they fight Morgan Le Fay.
I thought you were going to say they fight Morgan Freeman.
Freeman, yeah, they do, yeah. But they fight Sorceress Morgan Le Fay.
Right? Yeah.
Is it called Nightmare? Might be. Because the sequel's called Recurring Nightmare.
Oh.
But they accidentally go forward in time to 2020.
And there's another King Arthur?
No, but they fight Iron Man 2020.
What's he like?
He's about the same. He's got more gears.
Sure.
Yeah. Hang on, what was the question?
What issue number is it, and is it worth getting?
Yes, it is. I mean, don't pay for it, probably.
Sure.
It's fun.
That's got to be from the 90s, right?
I reckon it's from the 80s, because he's in the pre-Silver Centurion armor.
Okay.
So he's in red and gold, but it's like...
How does he charge his armor?
I don't think he does. He just clunks around in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
It's pretty good.
Well, sorry we couldn't help you with the issue number, but...
Probably technology can help you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Possibly. Yeah, yeah.
Cool. I'm going to look it up.
What do you got?
Okay. It was called Nightmare. The sequel was called Recurring Nightmare. And it took place during Acts of Vengeance, where all the villains crossed over. That's why he's fighting Doctor Doom again. And it was set in 2093. So it was not...
I was going to say 2020 is not that far.
I was going to say it was not... Well, in the 90s,
well, the 80s,
it was.
I guess,
but it was, it was not... They didn't fight the Iron Man of 2020, who was Arnold Stark. They fought the Iron Man of,
who?
I guess, 2100.
His son?
Yeah, I don't know. He's just a weird, weird cousin. I don't know. I guess he fought Andros Stark, which was the Iron Man of 2100.
Everyone's got a weird cousin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, fantastic.
All right.
Yeah, we
check
had a good
out.
Time there, yeah.
All right, one more question.
That was Iron Man 250. So the one in the past, I bloody can't remember.
Now, have you read, this is from David Crozier, Superman at World's End? Which is the one, and I'll show you a picture of
where
this
he's got
helps.
The big white flowy beard.
I remember it.
I haven't read it though, no.
I remember reading it years ago. He wants to know what we think of it. It is the most insane Superman story from memory that
was
I've
it,
ever
was
read.
Was it part of a whole At World's End series? I think
yeah,
it might have been. There
it
were a whole
was
bunch
the
of At
future
World's End.
and there's Batman mutation bats that attack Superman and he gets shot with bullets. I want to do an episode on like the weirdest, bizarrest, or worst comics ever written. That one we want. Well, that one I want to talk about.
Okay.
So I just wanted to acknowledge that as a thing that we will do in the future. So
well, DC used to do a whole bunch of weird
crap.
Yeah, a whole bunch of weird crap. But during their annuals, it was often a weird kind of Elseworlds event.
Yeah, yeah.
And there'd be ones where like the Earth was destroyed, and so like you know ships of all humanity were sent out to the far corners of the universe, and they all went in bizarre ways, and they all had legends of like superheroes and stuff like that. And so there'd be descendants of those characters or people that found weird, you know, caches of Batman's weapons or something like that, and decided to become Batman or something like that. They're all pretty They're all pretty weird and worth a read.
Okay, cool.
But again, don't pay for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless they're like, unless you go to a secondhand bookstore, and they're like 50 comics for a dollar.
Pay for a hard copy, maybe for your local comic book store.
Absolutely.
Not a hardcover copy, but like a physical copy.
Buy a soft cover copy and then have it hardbound. Spend $20 on that.
So yeah, Mason, I hate to report it.
What did he think of World's End?
I can bring up the email. Hang on.
Please. Legends of the Dead Earth, it was called.
Oh, the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
He thought, it's possibly the most ridiculous graphic novel ever. Please seek out info on it and do a segment with everything that's wrong with it. I can't even begin to describe it. It needs to be shared and spoiled so no one goes to the effort of reading it, assuming it might be okay.
Oh,
and
we can do a RoboCop Terminator Last Human again.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's got a giant gun.
And he's in a Superman t-shirt. Yep. And he's got a giant belt buckle with gun bullets on it.
Yeah, nice.
What are they called?
A bandolier.
Bandolier, yeah.
Absolutely.
Which I know are all your favorite 90s things.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that gun. It's ridiculous.
That's such a good gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got leg bandoliers as well. That's some of my favorite. Yep. Great.
So, yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That does not look good, though, does it? I've got to read that again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mason. Well, that's the show for this week.
Fantastic.
Let's call it a day.
Okay. Show is a day.
Ah,
I did it.
I wasn't going to make that. I nearly made that joke, but then I went, you know what? It's lame. But then you made it, and it wasn't
made it
lame,
cool again.
And I regret that I didn't get it first.
That's right. Your first instinct is always right or wrong. Who's to say?
Big shout out to our two theme song makers, Gabriel Bruton.
The Brute.
And Joseph Lisk.
The Lisk. The Basilisk.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, yeah. Next week, Mason, maybe we'll do an X-Men one.
Brute and the Basilisk. They're my favorite radio DJ team.
Yeah, maybe an X-Men one next week. We've got to do a kind of best and worst X-Men movies, don't
we? Absolutely,
yeah. And that's coming up. Mm-hmm. We should probably do a Godzilla one, but I don't want to watch a whole lot of Godzilla movies.
Let's do it after the fact. Tell you what we'll do. We'll watch Godzilla.
Yep.
And if it's good, we'll do that. If it's not good, let's pretend none of them ever happened.
Okay, done.
Great.
Well, early word is that it's quite good, though.
Okay, cool.
The only Godzilla movie I'm qualified to talk about is the 98 one.
Right.
And I saw that at the cinema twice. I think I've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
Not by choice.
Sure.
And my God, like I was a kid, but I was like clawing the seat, like just like wanting to get out.
Uh-huh.
And which is weird because when you're a kid, you love everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not love that.
Wow.
Stupid brother had a birthday party there. I hate him.
Yeah. Didn't even really breathe fire. Your brother.
No, he didn't. Anything you want to say?
No.
Happy Christmas. Oh, quickly. Happy birthday to Jonathan Boozer. Here, it was his birthday on the 2nd of May. And hello to his girlfriend who supports all his nerdiness.
That's the spirit. That's what you want.
That's exactly right.
Exactly what you want.
He got one of the good ones.
Yeah.
He got the last one, I think, actually.
Oh, no, that's a shame for everyone else, isn't it?
Yeah.
But great for him.
Great for him.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Eat them eggs, Mason.
You know it. See, you know what? The Nerdist podcast has a very similar sign-off.
Do they?
Where they say, enjoy your burrito.
We need a thing.
Yeah.
When you're saying, eat them eggs, is it?
Yeah, I think that's kind of a rip-off of that, though, so we probably shouldn't do it. Yeah. Is this bonus content?
I don't know. I'll listen to it and see what it sounds like.
Great.
How many of those eggs are left?
One for every one of our listeners.
There's four.
Yeah.